Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are in the second parak in the second Mishnah. This second Mishnah is actually a direct continuation from the previous Mishnah. We saw yesterday the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding whether or not one can respond and even initiate a Shalom Aleichem and to respond to a Shalom Aleichem when they're saying Kriya Shema. When it came to initiating, so there everyone agreed that if you're in the in between paragraphs, so then mipnei hakavod for kavod, for honor, for one's parent, for one's teacher, one can give a shalom aleichem. And if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you can only initiate if it's mipnei hayira. You're afraid of the person who's before you, some king, someone very powerful. There was a machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda regarding can you answer, can be meshiv. If you're in between paragraphs, Rav Meir was very strict. You can only respond if it's mipnei hakavod, and for your parent or for one's teacher, and if it's for and according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chol adam. Once someone says to you a shalom lechem, you can respond. And if you're in the middle of a paragraph, so there also Rabbi Yehuda is more flexible than Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you can only respond mipnei hayira if you're afraid for your welfare. And Rabbi Yehuda said that no, you can respond mipnei hakavod to one's parent, to one's rebbe, if you're in the middle of a paragraph. Interestingly, lehalacha, we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch that let's say you're in the middle of a Shema and they're up to Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. You, even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, you're allowed to respond to Baruch Hu. For Kedusha, you can respond Kadosh, 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 and Baruch, Kavod Hashem Imkomo. And for a Kaddish, you're allowed to respond Amen Nehishme Ramba and Damiron Bialmav Yimru Amen. And also, the poskim say you can also respond even to if you hear the Bracha Kel Kodosh and Shomea Tfila. Because after all, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mipnei HaKavod, you're allowed to respond to your Rebbe, to your teacher, to your parents. Certainly, Mipnei HaKavod for Hashem, you can respond as well. So with that introduction, the second Mishnah of the second parak of Brachos begins, Elohim Ben HaPrakim. So these are, what is Ben HaPrakim? What's considered to be between paragraphs? Ben Bracha Rishona L'Shnia, between the two Brachos prior to the Shema of Yotzer Or and Ava Ramba. So that's in between those paragraphs. Similarly, Ben Shnia L'Shema, between the second paragraph of Ava Ramba till you begin Shema Yisrael, you can respond as well. That's called Ben HaPrakim. Some of the posts can point out, you see from there that the brachos prior to the Shema must not be a birchas ha-mitzvah, because we know that when you say a birchas ha-mitzvah, you immediately have to perform the mitzvah. Here, if you're allowed to respond, make a hefzek to respond, so it seems like it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, those brachos prior to Shema. Any event, the Mishnah continues, Bein Shema le-Vahaya, between the first paragraph and the second paragraph of Shema's Bein HaPrakim, Vaya im Shemoa, Ubein Vaya im Shemoa, the Vayomer, and between the second and third paragraphs, one can is called Bein HaPrakim, and then Bein Vayomer le'emes v'yatziv, and then also after the third paragraph, the Shema, the third paragraph, and emes v'yatziv, which follows, that's also called Bein HaPrakim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says no, Bein Vayomer le'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. No, one is not allowed to make any interruptions. That's not called Bein HaPrakim. Between that third paragraph of Shema and Emes V'yatziv, why? Because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, D'chsiv V'Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You go right into Elokeichem to Emes. It's one long pasuk. So here too, you cannot that's not called Bein HaPrakim. The poskim have a machlokas. Can you interrupt afterward? You say the word Emes. In between Emes and V'yatziv, are you allowed to make a hefzik? So that's a discussion within the poskim. The Mishnah continues. Am Yeshua ben Karcha, lama kidma shema levayam shemoa. So why is it, why are the paragraphs of the Shema in the order that they're in? And the Tosfos on Daf Yudal here, Maseches Brachos, Amud Beis, the top Tosfos, points out that you can't say it's going in the order of the way it's written in the Torah, because if you follow the way it's written in the Torah, then the third paragraph should be first, because that's found in Parsha Shlach. Second to parshios are found in not in Sefer Bamidbar, but rather in Sefer Devarim. So rather, there has to be some reason for the order in which they are found. So says Yeshua ben Karcha that the reason why the first paragraph is before Vahaya in Shemoa Ela Kadesh Yikabel O Malchus Shemayim. First, we want you Tchila. First, you should be Mekabel the yoke of heaven to invoke your faith in God. V'Acher Kach, and then read the second paragraph Yikabel Olav O Mitzvos. Then say the second paragraph Vayam Shemoa Tishmoa Tosaya Sheron Ochim Etzvah Eschem Ayom. Then you'll accept upon yourselves the yoke of the Mitzvos. So first, accept upon yourself your faith in God, and then the yoke of Mitzvos. And then, Vayayim Shamoa Levayomer, why is the second paragraph before the third paragraph? Shivayayim Shamoa Noeg Bein Bayom Belaila. That the second paragraph, which tells us about observing the mitzvos, that's both at day and at night. However, Vayomer ain't a Noeg El Bayom, but Vayomer is only Noeg during the day. Why? Because Vayomer has the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis, Risa souls we saw yesterday, is only Bayom. And therefore, the second paragraph, which is both day and night, comes before the third paragraph. One could ask the question, but we saw yesterday as well, that within the third paragraph, you also have the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that we saw, that was Lazar ben Azariah citing Ben Zoma, that it's a Noeg both at day and at night. So I was just thinking that perhaps the answer is that, yeah, it is, that does apply day and night, but that's specifically one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis invokes, Risa Masos, Zachartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. That on some level should have been equal to the second paragraph. And therefore that was the question, why is the second one before the third one? The answer is, well, that aspect of Tzitzis, that's only Bayom. Yes, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a day and night, but that's one mitzvah, so therefore that gets set aside to be recited third, after one is first being Mekabel Ol Shamayim, is Mekabel Ol Mitzvos, and then you have the mitzvah of Tzitzis, only Noeg Bayom, and the one mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The next Mishnah says the following, Hakari Shema V'lo Shmir La'az No Yatza. One is reading the Shema, and they don't hear what they say. They're saying in such a soft whisper, they can't even hear themselves what they're saying. The Tanakhama says that one is Yotzei. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatzer. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says you're not Yotzei. The Gemara explains, why would you not be Yotzei? Because it says, Shamoa, Hishama Loz Nechama, Shata Motzi Bepicha. You have to literally listen. You have to hear what you're saying. What does the Tanakhama say? Why does he say you don't have to hear? So the Gemara explains is that as long as you shama, not you literally have to hear, but you have to understand what you're saying. So as long as you understand, you're uttering words, but if you don't hear it, it's okay as long as you understand what you're saying. Then the Mishnah continues. Karavil lo diktek bi osi osav. You're saying the Shema, but lo diktek bi osi osav. Rashi says you're mumbling. You're not enunciating clearly. The Rambam goes as far as to say that maybe you're not careful, you're not mumbling, you're enunciating, but you're not careful even on something as you wouldn't think so important, but you're not careful on Shvana, Shvanach. So says says Rabbi Yossi. Yossi says Yotza, it's still okay as long as you said the words. You're still Yotzi. Rabbi Yehuda lo Yotza, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and no. If according to Rashi you're mumbling, not enunciating correctly, the Rambam you're really not careful on the proper of the vowels, the Shvana, Shvanach. You're not Yotze. And finally, the Mishnah concludes Hakori lemafreya. What happens if you read things out of order? Either you read the words out of order, you see all the words, but they're out of order. The psukim are out of order. Lo yatsa, that you're not yotze for that. Kara vita. And what happens if you've made a mistake? You missed an entire pasuk. You missed a word or two. So then the Mishnah concludes yachzer lemakom shita. So in that case, you have to go back. You don't have to repeat the entire Shema. Just go back to where you made the mistake and then correct it and continue from there. Okay, that concludes the third Mishnah and the second paragraph of Brachos. We'll continue tomorrow with the fourth Mishnah.